This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The UN Secretary General is warning the Security Council of what he calls an impending humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza as Israel battles Hamas. The AP's Karen Shamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. He said the war had created appalling human suffering, physical destruction, and collective trauma, and he demanded civilians be spared greater harm. I'm Karen Shamas.
We're being told that the gunman who killed 3 people at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas yesterday, before being killed in a shootout with police, was a man who had tried but failed to get a job at the university. That's according to a source. Another source identified him as Anthony Polito, 67 years old. Donald Trump didn't join in, but 4 other Republican presidential hopefuls gathered last night for a debate. The AP's Jennifer King.
Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy took the stage at a News Nation debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
And I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
Haley, who's been getting more attention from voters and donors, drew the brunt of attacks from the Florida governor.
I have delivered results. That's what we need for this country. And you have other candidates up here like Nikki Haley. She caves anytime the left comes after her.
She smiled as Ramaswamy held up a notepad with Nikki equals corrupt scribbled on it.
She should come nowhere near the levers of power, let alone the White House.
Christie made the most direct attack against Donald Trump, the absent frontrunner.
He is unfit to be president.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Biden administration is putting pharmaceutical companies on notice that if the price of some of their drugs is too high, Washington might cancel their patent protection. Gas prices are still falling. It's $3.20 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to what they call fake electors. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A grand jury in Nevada indicted 6 Republicans who falsely certified that Donald Trump won the state in the 2020 presidential election. Nevada is the 3rd state to file charges against so-called fake electors. The 6 were involved in either the state or Clark County GOP. One is State Party Chairman Michael McDonald. They signed certificates falsely stating Donald Trump won Nevada and sent them to Congress and the National Archives. They were ultimately ignored. The charges against them are felonies, with penalties of between 1 and 5 years if convicted. Party Chair McDonald remains a staunch ally of the former president. He was heard saying at a rally in Las Vegas, "You give us a fair election, I give you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump." I'm Ed Donahue.
Applications for jobless benefits ticked up a little last week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.